Welcome to the Left of the Bang Mindfulness Podcast Series. I am Navy Lieutenant Commander Courtney Pullman Turner, clinical psychologist. The views expressed in this podcast are a reflection of my clinical training and experience. I have heard a lot of parents talk about limiting screen time for their young children, which everyone seems to accept as beneficial. But what about adults? How much does our screen time, and specifically our time spent on social media, impact us as adults? Most of the research on social media and well-being so far has focused on adolescents, and there is some evidence that large amounts of time on social media correlate with mental health struggles in an adolescent population. Research on older adults, by older meaning above the age of 65 in most studies, has actually shown evidence of improved well-being with social media use, as it can decrease feelings of loneliness and isolation. Where does that leave those of us who are between the ages of 18 and 65? Great question, and one that research hasn't really answered yet. What we can gather from the research on youth and older adults is that results may vary. As military members, we are more often than not separated from loved ones. Parents, siblings, and good friends may be on the other side of the country or sometimes the other side of the world. Social media can play a role in helping us maintain a sense of closeness in these relationships. At the same time, social media posts from back home can also lead service members to worry about situations they aren't able to directly impact from their current duty station or deployment. This can be a distraction and lead to feelings of helplessness and frustration. Since most people put their best face forward on social media, it can also be easy to fall into the trap of comparing oneself unfavorably to others online. And that can result in lowered self-esteem and self-confidence, as well as unhelpful and uncomfortable feelings such as jealousy. Clearly, whether or not social media is good for you is going to depend on how you use it and how you personally respond to it. Most of us don't pay attention to our relationship with social media. We scroll mindlessly, losing minutes and even hours to Facebook, Instagram, and another of other websites and apps. In order to avoid the negative side effects of social media and ensure a net positive impact, we really have to start paying attention to our own individual experience. I'm going to lead you through a social media mindfulness exercise at the end of this episode, and we're going to explore your experience in more detail. But there are some questions you can ask yourself periodically to check in on your own well-being and your relationship with media. Ask yourself the following questions. Do I know how much time I spend on social media each day? And how do I feel about my answer to this question? What impact is social media having on my relationships, especially with those I value most? Do I generally feel energized or drained after I spend time on social media? Do the things I see on social media reflect and promote my personal values? I recommend you revisit these questions periodically and be honest with yourself when you answer them. So now I'm going to walk you through a different kind of mindfulness exercise than what we've done so far. Please do not attempt to do this exercise while driving. And as always, I recommend that you be in a place where you can minimize distractions for the duration of the exercise. Unlike many of the other exercises we've done, I'm actually going to have you look at social media during this exercise. So you want to make sure that you are near a smartphone or a computer where you can access your most frequently used social media platform. Once you have your computer or your smartphone in front of you, beginning to look at the link or the app that you are going to click on to get to your preferred social media site. As you look at that link or that icon for the app, noticing what thoughts are coming through your head and what emotions you're feeling. Perhaps you're having thoughts about the last time you checked social media, or maybe you're having thoughts about this exercise. Just notice and observe how those thoughts may impact the way you feel, and then return your attention to the link or the icon. Beginning now to open up this app or website and noticing how you feel as you wait for it to open up. Observing your reactions when the page loads. Noticing how you feel. Is there a feeling of anticipation? Does it feel tedious? Beginning to scroll through your social media. Perhaps you're looking at posts on Facebook or stories on Instagram or Snapchat. Just noticing your response as you scroll through. What thoughts do you have as you observe the posts that other people have shared? Do you feel an urge to respond to anyone? Do you feel the desire to like or in some way comment or react to someone else's social media post? If you have posted recently, noticing how you feel when you observe how many reactions you have to your post. Do you feel excited, validated, frustrated? Just observing your reactions. Noticing how you feel again as you look through the items that others have shared. Are you entertained? Are you bored? Does this feel like a rewarding experience? How are you feeling rewarded, if it is feeling like a rewarding experience? Closing the app or the web page now and returning your awareness to the space around you, noticing how it feels to close out social media. Do you feel reluctant? Were you feeling ready to close the application? Noticing whether or not you feel an urge to once again check the application or to open up another app or another web page. Noticing your thoughts as you reflect on the experience of leaving the social media. When you're ready, putting down the phone or walking away from the computer and ending this exercise. So you may find it helpful, after doing this formal mindfulness exercise, to exercise some less formal mindfulness when you're using your phone or your computer to be plugged into social media. Just start noticing how it affects you, how you feel after you've used it, and whether or not you're returning to it with intent, or if you're mindlessly guiding your computer back to the website or opening the app on your phone. Not judging these things initially, just noticing what is happening and how you feel about the experience. See if this makes you want to change your relationship with social media. Maybe it won't, maybe it will, but just exploring it for yourself. Thank you for listening to our podcast on mindfulness and social media use.